Okay, I got one. Would you rather live every day for the rest of your life with stinky breath or lick the sidewalk for 5 minutes? Noodles asked. He turned and looked at me with a huge grin on his face because he knew this was a tough one. It depends. Does gum or mints work? Nope, just shit breath forever, he busted out laughing. I thought for a second. Well, if I licked the ground, I mean, that might be the grossest thing I could ever do, but when the 5 minutes was up, I could just clean my mouth out. In my head, I was going back and forth between the two options. But if I got bad breath forever, then I might not ever be able to kiss the ladies. So, I guess I gotta go with licking the ground, man. Just saying it made me queasy. Freaking disgusting, Nito said, frowning, looking out at the sidewalk. But I would probably do the same thing. A sick black SUV came flying down the block. The stereo was blasting, but the music was all drowned out by the loud rattle of the bass, bumping, shaking the entire back of the truck. I got another one, Noodles said as the truck passed. He shook his soda can to see if anything was left in it. Would you rather trade your little sister for $1 million or for a big brother, if that big brother was Jay-Z? Easy. Neither, I said, plain. Come on, man, you gotta pick one. Nope, I wouldn't trade her. Another car came cruising down the street. This time, a busted-up gray hoopty with music blasting just as loud as the fresh SUVs. So, you telling me you wouldn't trade Jazz for $1 million? Nope. You wouldn't want to be Jay-Z's little brother? Noodles looked at me with a side eye like I was lying. Of course, but I wouldn't trade Jazz for it, I said, now looking at him crazy. She's my sister, man, and I don't know how you and your brother roll, but for me, family is family, no matter what. Family is family. You can't pick them, and you sure as hell can't give them back. I've heard it a zillion times because it's my mom's favorite thing to say whenever she's pissed off at me or my little sister, Jazz. It usually comes after she yells at us about something we were supposed to do but didn't. And with my mom, yelling ain't just yelling. She gives it everything she's got, and I swear it feels like her words come down heavy and hard, beating on us just as bad as a leather strap. She's never spanked us, but she always threatens to, and trust me, that's just as bad. It happens the same every time. The shout, then the whole thing about family being family and how you can't pick them or give them back. Every now and then, I wonder if she would give us back, if she could. Maybe trade Jazz and me in for a little dog or an everlasting gift card for Macy's or something. I doubt she'd do it, but I think about that sometimes. Me and Jazz always joke about how we didn't get to choose either. Sometimes, we say if we had a choice, we would have chose Oprah for mom. But the truth is, we probably still would have gone with good old Doris Brooks. I mean, she's a pretty tough lady, and she don't always get it right, but there's no doubt that she loves us. And we know we're lucky, even when we're getting barked at. Plus, it's not always about us. I mean, sometimes it is, but other times it's about other things. Like our mom just being stressed out from work. She's a social worker, and all that really means is that she takes care of mentally sick people. She makes sure they get things they need. Kind of like being a stepmother to them. At least, that's the way she breaks it down to us. I could see how that could be stressful, so Jazz and I do the best we can to not add to it. What's crazy is that we don't ever really see our mother that much anyway. Mainly because she also has another gig at a department store in the city. So, she works with the mentally ill from 9 to 5, and then sells clothes to folks who she swears are just plain crazy from 6 to 9:30 and all day on Saturday. Sunday, she takes off. She says it's God's day, even though she spends most of it sleeping, not praying. But I'm sure God can understand that she's had a long week. I sure do. Mom says the only reason she has to work so hard in the first place is because our rent keeps going up. We live in Bed-Stuy, and she's always complaining about the reason they keep raising the rent so much around this part of Brooklyn is because white people are moving in. I don't really get that. I mean, If I'm in a restaurant and I order some food and a white person walks in, all of a sudden I have to pay more for my meal? Makes no sense, but that's what she says. I don't really see the big deal, but that might be because no white people live on my block yet. And I can't see none moving around here no time soon either. Shoot, black people don't even like to move on this block. People say it's bad, and sometimes it is, but I like to focus on the positives. We got bodegas on both ends, which is cool, and a whole bunch of what my mom calls interesting folks who live in the middle. To me, that just equals a good time, most of the time. A lot of the stuff that gives my neighborhood a bad name, I don't really mess with. The guns and drugs and all that, not really my thing. When you want to Doris's kids, you learn early in life that school is all you need to worry about.